Well, the problem is after any sort of cancer treatment, your taste buds go. So water and most foods don't do anything for you. So it's quite difficult to find a variety of things that still are palatable, but you know you've got to get them in your stomach. Yeah, so, you know, mix the water up with, you know, a little bit of lemon juice or orange juice, or, you know, just something to just add a bit more taste to it, because I found everything tasted like aluminium, and I don't know what aluminium tasted like, but that was the closest I could get to it.
You probably know from when you were a little kid that it's really important to keep your fluids up so you don't get dehydrated. I'm sure you've been told about drinking 8 cups a day. When you're being treated for cancer, it's even more important, particularly given some of the side effects you might be experiencing. Dietitian Emma Slee can get you up to speed on when it's best to drink and what you should be drinking. Emma, why are fluids so important for cancer patients?
It's really important that you're drinking enough fluid just to stay well hydrated. If you're not drinking enough and start to get a little dehydrated, you'll really start to feel quite sort of unwell and sick. So it's important that you are keeping your fluids up throughout the day.
And I guess with things like chemo, it may cause you to lose more fluid, say if you've got diarrhea or you're vomiting, those sorts of things?
Yes, if you've got diarrhoea and vomiting, you will be losing more fluid than normal. So it's really important that you are well aware of that if you do experience those sort of symptoms, and make sure you are drinking enough because your losses are quite a lot higher than normal. So sometimes when you don't feel like eating, you can forget to drink as well, but it's really important that you do keep your fluids up and keep drinking throughout the day. It can be a good idea to take a water bottle if you're going out or with you during the day, just so you can keep track of how much sort of fluid you're getting through over the day. Sometimes it can be quite surprising when you get to the end of the day and you look at your water bottle and it's only half gone, and you realise you've only sort of had a glass or two to drink throughout the whole day.
When it comes to eating, I know that drinking is something that you need to consider as well in terms of the timing and how much, all that kind of thing. What's your advice there?
So if your appetite's poor and you're finding that you're not eating as much as normal, you want to try and limit the amount that you're drinking around meal times, because the fluid will fill you up. So good to drink between meals, and I would limit drinking about half an hour before your meals if you find you're filling up quite quickly at meal times.
What are some of the best things to drink to really keep well hydrated?
Moist fluids are pretty good for your hydration. You want to watch things with a bit of caffeine in them, because they do have a diuretic effect, which means that you will urinate a little bit more because of those. Also watch alcohol as well, as that can have that diuretic effect also. If you're finding that you're just not eating very much, going for more of your nourishing fluids is a good way to get nourishment and hydration all in one. So nourishing fluids include more of your milky-based fluids, things like milk, Milo, milkshakes, fruit smoothies, or some of your nutritional supplements such as Sustagen or Ensure or Resource. There's a wide range of them available, and those will provide nutrition and hydration.
What about popular sports drinks, things like Gatorade, Lucozade, those kinds of drinks?
Those sort of drinks can be really good if you're a little dehydrated from vomiting or diarrhea, because they do have some of your electrolytes in them, which you will have lost through that. So if you've got a bit of vomiting or diarrhea, can be a good idea to include some Gatorade, Powerade, Lucozade, those sort of drinks in your diet as well.
Now, I know it sounds a bit gross, but it is quite useful to check your wee from time to time, isn't it?
It's a good idea to monitor your urine, to monitor the colour. So it should be sort of a straw-like colour, how often you're urinating as well, as signs of hydration. So if your urine becomes darker in colour, and if you're urinating quite a bit less than normal, also if your mouth's quite dry, they're all signs that you may be a little dehydrated, and good to be aware of, so you know that you need to increase your fluid intake up more.